The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
We are also brought to you by the PM app. The PM app is the latest social media hype. This app is amazing. It's like all the other apps rolled into one to make a giant mega app. This app has it all. You have to go check it out. Download it now. It's available for Androids and Apple. The PM app is where we're at, is where we're going to be, and is where the future is going to be. PM app. Go download it now. This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
Collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Say out. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another fabulous edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. I'm your host, Spanish Fly. Spotlighting the year 1996 this time around. Thank you so much for joining us. And when I mean by us, I mean myself, Mr. Spanish Fly, and of course my producer, Mr. Rui Herrera, the guy behind the scenes who works very hard to bring you these podcasts every single week. And of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing, down at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. It is a new year, so you want to start off looking fly, looking good. Check out villainsandsaintsclothing.com for the latest in streetwear. Even during the wintertime, they got you. And, you know, they got the long-sleeve sweaters, long-sleeve shirts. And for me, long sleeves, man, these things look good. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. All you got to do is just log on to www.villainsandsaintsclothing.com or check them out on their Instagram. Of course, they got Facebook. There's plenty of ways to order their stuff online, and when you're at the very end checking out, make sure you type in Spanish Fly. I was like some box or whatever the fuck it is, and you get 10% off every fucking time you just put my name Spanish Fly on there. 10% off just for hearing it right here on the podcast. You get hooked up with some fat gear as well with discount, you know. So check it out, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. You won't be disappointed. All right. Since we are here for the music, we are going to bring you the best of the year 1996. And of course, 1996 was the year that I turned 20 years old. Yeah, man, I was getting old at that time. I thought I was too old. I wasn't a teenager no more. And man, what would I give to be back in that decade of the 1990s? What would I give to be back into that time to be 20 years old again? Don't tell him. But of course, sounding like Uncle Rico right here, you know, trying to jump in that time machine and jump back. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with reminiscing, man. You know, had everybody back then still in my life. But I didn't have my wife, didn't have no kids. I had a crazy, crazy time around, crazy things that I was doing around that time. It was fun, to say the least. But from what I can remember, you know, it was great. All right. And, of course, one of those songs that had came out that year was by my boy Case, you know, out of New York City, you know, dropping it from the East Coast to the West Coast, bringing you the fucking dope-ass cut. He did this one right here with Foxy Brown. This is one of my favorite cuts. This is Touch Me, Tease Me. You get it right here. Start off the show with Spanish Fly Experience. Spotlight in the year 1996, y'all. We're almost done with the 1990s R&B. So make sure you check this one out and all the other ones that we got in our library. Let's get this song going.
Around the yo shade, Gabbana sipping pure day with the ill nana. Give you up around. I had your loyalties and your joint. You're in your royalties and your point. So what the deal is? With Foxy Brown make cake. Now we late, Bonnie and Clyde. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me.
You know, please me, whatever, do it all, fuck it, you know, that's what Case was talking about, Foxy Brown in the background, right there doing the rap vocals. It's your boy Spanish Fly with the Spanish Fly Experience. Thank you once again for enjoying this show. Of course, we all know that it is Friday, dropping you fresh ones every single Friday. Not only you look forward to the weekend, you look forward to great podcasts just like this being dropped every single week. Spotlighting the year 1996. Wow. We were in the 1990s, of course, when we began the season. 1991, 1992, you know, so on and so on. Best R&B cuts of all, you know, those years. And, you know, for me, 1996 had lots of great R&B hits. A lot of good hip-hop hits as well. But, of course, R&B was the way to go back then, man. you know, more mellow, more smooth. You know, you wanted help to get some. If you didn't have the charm, like me, I didn't have very much charm back then. You know, I had to rely on the good old R&B cuts to help me get mine. And believe it or not, I got a lot of them in my pocket. of course, this one right here from my girls in Vogue. You know, those girls out of Oaktown, California. That's right. They dropped the cut for this soundtrack. How many of you guys remember Set It Off? Huh? Raise your hand. Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Set It Off, best movie of all time in 1990s. Well, one of the best, I should say. Queen Latifah, what's her name? Vivica Fox, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith was on this movie, I think before she became Smith. I can't remember, but yeah. You know, the bank robbers, you know. How many of you guys were sad when Queen Latifah died at the end? I don't know, man. Like, back then, it didn't really bother me. But now that I watch it, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe they shot her up the way they did. And it kind of made me sad, man, just to see Queen Latifah die, man. She, you know, they were all lovable in that movie, man. They were sisters to the end, man. And they fought. And they did whatever they had to do to get that money. Of course, you know, I know you guys have seen the movie. But, yeah, this one right here was when Jada Pinkett Smith had her sex scene with, what's that dude named Blair Underwood, that black dude. They had that sex scene in the movie, and this song was playing in the background. And this song right here, you hear it, it just, I don't know, it just hits the soul, man. I love the way these females sing this song. What song am I talking about? I'm talking about En Vogue, Don't Let Go, Love, on the Set It Off soundtrack, 1996 for you. Happening right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Yeah, it was all about the R&B cuts back then, man, in 1990s. I just keep saying it over and over again because that's how, you know, that's how much I love my R&B from back then. All right, let's kick this song off, Rudy, shall we? Let Go, Love, from En Vogue, off the Set It Off soundtrack. One of the dopest movies to ever drop in the 1990s. Yeah, talking about that movie. Great movie. I love that movie. Growing up in the 1990s, man, there was so much shit that was going on back then. You know, especially for me, because I was going through my teenage years, my young adult years, discovering what the world had to offer. You know, and it was, boy, was I in for a surprise. Shit, the way I am right now, man, sometimes if I knew then what I know now, I'd probably be in a better off position, better off situation. But you know what? You live and learn, man. You grow up and learn from your mistakes. You know, not, you know, denying and regretting my family, my wife, my two kids. But, you know, I wish I could have did better for them, you know, to bring them up better. But, you know, it is what it is. God giving me, you know, another chance to get myself together. But that's not what I'm here for. You know, I'm here to bring you the music, the 1990s music, year 1996, Spanish Fly Experience. Having a great time doing this podcast, bringing it to you every single week. Of course, being brought to you by VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Check them out. Great fucking clothing wear for everybody, man. I wouldn't even want to explain it. I don't even want to tell you. I don't want to tell you because I want you to go check it out for yourself. Go to VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Check them out on their website. Also on Instagram, they got links. Check out the pictures. They got models, people wearing shirts. Your everyday people wearing these shirts. I'm on there as well, but like at the very, very, very beginning when they first came out. But yeah, they don't discriminate. Whoever you are, they're going to make you look fly with this shirt on, man, or with their clothing on. VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Check them out, all right? All right, on to the next song. This song right here, talking about, I guess you could say cheating, you know. She's over here thinking about some other fucking girl's dude, man. But, you know, she's trying to get hers. Maybe she would have treated the dude better than the girl that he was with in the song, you know. But, yeah, she dreams about this all the time. Just thinks about things that could have been done, you know. She's asking, what's it going to take, you know, to get with dude, you know. But one of my favorite cuts right here. One of my favorite groups in the 1990s. These sisters right here, you know, had them voices. Hence the name Sisters with Voices, or of course just known as SWV. Dropping this cut right here. You're the One. Bringing it to you, 1996 style R&B cuts for you. Hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. Let's drop this cut right here, Rudy, shall we? Let's do this. Thank you. SWV. Sisters with Voices, You're the One for Me. Happening right here, the Spanish Fly Experience. Dropping cuts in the year 1996 for you. R&B style, you know. So many dope R&B tracks out there. There's more than a couple hundred out there. But we hit like a piñata, man. We just hit up and fucking 7 songs fell out of that piñata, the R&B piñata. And this is what we're bringing you this week for the year 1996. Best R&B cuts, in my opinion, in my mind, that I seen, that I was in love with. Songs that, you know, made me feel good, man. You know, put me in a good mood whenever I was in a bad mood. Listening to these songs right here, you know, always put me in a good mood. Music always puts me in a good mood, man, no matter what kind of mood I'm in. You know, if I'm in a bad mood, angry mood, whatever the fuck, sad mood, whatever the fuck, I get in a good mood, I hear my R&B cuts. Yeah. Just like this next one right here, it put me in a very good mood, if you understand, you know what I mean, right? Yeah. Group right here out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, the Voice of Philly dropping it, you know. They weren't as popular as our number one Philly boys, right? I'm talking about Boys to Men. But these dudes right here, man, they dropped it, you know. They dropped a couple of jams. One was the cover, but we're not going to worry about that one because it's too early to talk about the cover. But dropped this song right here. Pretty dope, man. I would say the members of the lineup, but there were just too many, man. Right now, just looking online, there was like at least 8, 9, 10 past members. One of them even passed away. Yeah, too many members to name on this group right here. But they kept it simple with just 4 dudes with a quartet right here. And of course, when they did bring you this song right here, I believe they were a quartet at that time. But anyway, this is the song that they are best known for, I think, you know, besides that other one. But like I said, we won't talk about that one right now. This is what started them out, what kicked off their singing careers when they signed with LaFace Records. I'm talking about As Yet. And the song right here is called Last Night. You know, remember that song, Last Night? He was thinking about, you know, just he was inside her, you know. Yeah. Bringing you right here, this song right here, bringing it to you in 1996, taking your bag of R&B cuts like this one right here. Drop it, Rudy.
That you never told us, so you were
Spanish Fly Experience happening right here. Year 1996. Season 2 almost coming to an end, believe it or not. We only got a couple more shows left. And then, of course, we'll bring it to you for Season 3. Going to be a surprise. We'll keep it under wraps for a little while until we are ready to reveal what it's going to be. It's a no-brainer. You guys already know what we're talking about, right? Well, if you don't, you want to wait for a surprise, you want to act surprise, just wait till Season 3 starts. We got more info coming up on that in future shows. We won't reveal when exactly right now, but we're not exactly sure. So not exactly sure what the direction of the show is going to go after the season is over. But we want you to keep it right here. And, of course, look out for any kind of updates. Of course, you know, the best one that anyone knows is Kraken on Facebook, obviously. Or even two on my show, Spanish Flies Flashbacks, that I do every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here in the city of Sacktown. Doing that show right there live on Facebook. You know, even when I get kicked off, I still come back with a vengeance. I still come back, fire up, get this shit ready to, you know, get it rolling. And still play the songs like, you know, I'm not supposed to, I guess. I don't know. Fuck them copyrights. Fuck Facebook altogether. Kicking me off. I couldn't even, well, I mean, for the holiday, of course, but even if there were no holiday, I wouldn't have been able to have done my show, because usually I don't like doing my show unless I go live on Facebook, you know, because of course, with the signal being weak as fuck here in Sacramento, and even, you know, all around the world, wherever the fuck else the station could be heard, you know, there are other ways, but people like actually tuning into the Facebook live video, and of course, communicating with me that way, you know, always talking smack to everyone now and then going on there talking shit. Having a great time, though. Not directed toward me, but, you know, boy, we're talking shit. But that's how we do around here, of course. Every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KUB 96.5. The Voice of Sacktown, Spanish Flies, Flashbacks. And, of course, Spanish Fly Experience. I was trying to say two things at once, man. Kind of, you know, a bit of a stuttering problem right here when I do this. But anyhow, enough of that. Man. I was just looking this dude up right now. My boy, Keith Sweat, 57 years old. Wow. And this dude can still drop like it's hot, man. This dude can still get the show going, man. He can still pump up the crowds and can still be dropping these fucking slow jams. Bet he can still fucking get the girls to throw their panties on stage at his old ass age that he is. He can still do it, man. You know, it's just like the art, like the old school groups go out and perform, you know, like Brentwood, all these other cats. You know, my boy gonna be doing that shit when he about their age. He's still gonna be getting girls throwing panties and shit on stage, I bet. But, you know, have to fucking give it up to my boy Keith Sweat, man. My idol dude right here. I mean, I had all his albums, you know, Too Many to List, you know, Make It Last Forever, one of them, you know. I'll Give All My Love to You, you know, the other one, the self-titled album, Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, all of those albums. I got every single one of those fucking albums. I wish he could autograph them all, man. Every single one of them. But, you know, I'll just settle for the ones I got right now just to know that I am the biggest fan of this dude right here. Straight out of Harlem, New York. My boy bringing it to you. This song right here actually kicked off the fucking self-titled album, Keith Sweat. I remember I went through like fucking 6 or 7 of these CDs, man. Not more. Every time I went broke, someone stole it, I went out and replaced it by another one after another one after another one. I still have a CD right now. Of course, like I said, I got all this shit. Bring it to you, this song right here, on my show, my fucking podcast. My boy, Keith Sweat, bringing you one of the most favorite fucking songs from him. What song am I talking about? you know, twisty. He had cut close to the background vocals on this one too. The girls in the back. Twisted. Man, this song don't even need no intro. But bringing it to you, like I said, for the year 1996. Spanish Fly Experience. Man. I'm just going to lay back right now and just listen to this one and enjoy it. Enjoy the fucking cut. Bring it. Back to when R&B was the fucking leader of the music industry. Man, dropping dope hits like that one. That's my boy Keith Sweat. Give it up to my dude, man. Twisted right there. Wow. I remember when I fucking bought that song first. Brand fucking new. Man, I wish I still had that one, man. That would have been like a classic, like a rally. Like, take with me to my grave, dude. That would be song, like I said, that's like one of my fucking most favorite songs from my dude right there. So many different songs that dude had. So many fucking, you know, albums that he released. That song right there probably is like one of the top fucking five songs ever. Best Keith Sweat right there. Best ever. It's your boy Spanish Fly getting, you know, getting all excited talking about my dude right here. Right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Spotlight in the year 1996. Bringing it to you every single week for the 1990s. Of course, next week will be 1997. Even more songs to talk about on that that year. Already getting the fucking the songs ready together for next week. Gonna bring it to you with the help of my boy Rudy Herrera, and of course with the help of Villains and Saints Clothing. Thanks a lot, VillainsandSaintsClothing.com, for being our sponsor every single week. And you know, we're gonna reward you, of course, for listening. We're gonna hook you up 10% off when you put Spanish Fly at the end of the checkout, saving you some money. That's right, and looking good at the same time, sporting that fucking logo, Villain Saints Clothing. Let them know what's cracking, man. Let them know that's the gear they gotta have. That's the shit they gotta wear. Villains and Saints Clothing on Instagram, on Facebook. Go check out all the pictures, all the, you know, latest styles they got. Everybody, you know, your everyday people on there sporting the fucking gear as well. You know, that shit is fucking dope, man. You know, I wish I had all their fucking everything, man. I'm trying to buy up everything, but, you know, keep running out. They ain't got no time, man. Everybody keep buying all the shit up. But anyway, thanks a lot, Villains and Saints Clothing. You guys are fucking badass, man. Y'all number one. Fuck yeah. All right. On to the next song. You know, this trio right here, known for songs like What You Want, you know, setting up the background lyrics for Mace. Also did Can't You See with Notorious B.I.G. And you ever see that movie Soul Food? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that one next show. Still have a song there called What About Us? Trippin' with Missy Elliott. And, of course, one of the girls that was on that group, in that group, I should say, sang fucking the lyrics to Hypnotize of Notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace, brother. Yeah. I'm talking about Total. Fucking dope jam right here. Fucking, I love this song right here. Song is called Kissing You. Bringing it to you. Fucking hardcore R&B cuts for the year 1996. The Spanish Fly Experience. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Play this song, man. Thank you. That was total kissing you. Fucking slow jamming right there for the year 1996. R&B cuts. Fucking falling out of the sky every which way you look, man. That was one of the best ones right there for my girls. Total. Having a great time bringing you these cuts. And, man, believe it or not, I hate to bring this show to an end, but we got to. But before I do, I'm going to play this one last song right here. This song brings back fucking crazy memories of Parlier, California, chilling right there on that one street that everybody knew about, Pettit Street. My homeboy Chuz, man, used to throw the fucking craziest parties, man. We used to always go roll to his pad, besides my boy Lolo and other, you know, homeboys that lived on that block. And from what I understand, there's still some people living on that damn block, Pettit Street. 20-some years fucking later, man, still chilling over there, Parlier, California. Crazy times that would happen at that pad, man. Fucking all the drinking, all the smoking, all the making out. I wonder how many people were even fucking around inside the house. You know, all the fighting, all the fucking, you know, good times that we had there. I remember I got so fucking drunk one time. I got up and I left. I didn't even say later to the homies or to anybody that was there. Got up and walked like about 2-3 miles to the crib. Fucking next thing I know, I looked up. I'm like, okay, I'm almost there. Put my head down, start walking and shit. And then when I get to, like, about, I don't know, probably about 20-some minutes later, walking or wherever the fuck, I look back up. I'm like, where the fuck am I? I look back. My pad is, like, about a mile and a half back the other way. I can't walk. I was so fucked up. Man, crazy times, dude. Crazy times, everybody. Yeah, yeah. That's what it was all about, having a good fucking time in the 90s. And this song right here, even though it had the actual original R&B cut, you know, the R&B remix was, of course, with Notorious B.I.G. and Mace on here. And I like this one better than the original one. And the reason why I say that, because, you know, all the songs on that album were okay, except, you know, for, of course, you know, the best ones, of course, Cupid. And this one right here I'm about to play for you. I remember even looking for this song every single fucking store. This song sold out, man. This was before we were able to fucking download shit from Napster. You know, some simple as even, you know, YouTube, try to listen to these cuts. Like this cut right here we're about to play. Yeah, it was always because cassette singles or CD singles, if you were rich, you had CDs, you know, were the best way to go. Because, you know, albums were just, you would get lucky if you were like, you know, the whole album. There were, you know, one or two songs are cool, all the rest of the songs suck. So, of course, you just wanted the single because this was the hit. And what song am I talking about? I'm talking about the fucking dopest song ever to be released from 112. This song is called Only You with Notorious B.I.G. and Mace on this cut. Bringing it to you for the year 1996. Man, where's the joint at? Pass me that shit. I feel like I sparked one up right now. It's your boy Spanish Fly with the Spanish Fly Experience.
I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds. Malibu sea breeze, dawn peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, what? Bitches be the silliest, the more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni, yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me, yeah. Try to style, sliding off with a homie, yeah. Escada, don gotta, player, stay splurging, game so tight, they call it virgin.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special thing called love? I know I do. What about you? I just can't.
I can't live without your love. money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace, ain't the one.
Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones yeah. on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cat for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Where you
Why I be around till the winner is announced.
Then
you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live without love? Thinking of you, amazing. Like I'm the only one for you. Girl, I want
to be with
oh, yeah.
No one else.
I need you in
only
my life,
you.
Oh, baby.
Why can't we
why can't
make
we?
It happen?
Oh.
Maybe I
oh, baby,
you
in my
life. I thought I told you that we
Girl,
won't stop. I thought I told you,
you
that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
112, only you. Spanish Fly Experience. Gotta bring the show to an end, y'all. Thank you guys so much for listening once again to my podcast. We look forward to bringing this shit to you every single week. It's a no-brainer. You got to do it. You got to come back next week for the year 1997. I already got the best R&B cuts already lined up for you for that year. And, of course, who will be back as well? Villains and Saints Clothing. They will be back once again sponsoring the show. Thank you guys so much for coming and listening. Hopefully you guys this Friday is off to a great fucking start. Glad that I can help you as well get this shit going. Thank you so much, Villains and Saints Clothing. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. You guys got to get something from them, man. And you'll save 10% while you're doing so. All you got to do is put Spanish Fly in the checkout or whatever bar that is. And you get hooked up just like that. 10% off. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Thank you guys so much for being my sponsors once again. Spanish Fly Experience Podcast. Wish I could bring them on to be my sponsors over at my show, Spanish Fly Flashbacks, that I do every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check my show out every single week. And, of course, check out my podcast. They are available on every single fucking way to listen to podcasts. I'm talking about, like, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, all of them, any fucking platform that is available for podcasts, type in Spanish Fly Experience. You got the show, of course, right here with Anchor. Thank you guys so much for fucking letting us do this. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next week for the year 1997. Countdown, or the fucking countdown to 1999. Yeah, we got a few more shows left for this season. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And share this show. Share the fuck out of it every which way you can. Let them know that Spanish Fly is dropping hot-ass fucking R&B cuts for everybody out there. The year 1996. Bringing this one to an end. About to fucking knock the fuck out. Gotta go to work in the morning for, you know, me recording this, pre-recording this shit. I will talk to you guys next week. Peace out. Much love. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'm out. Peace.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsandsaintsclothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.